Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We spent the first hour, would you say, pretty much talking about TDS. Definitely the second two segments.
Yeah, for sure.
We bumped Wiggins America and the B or Not the B to in just a minute here because we had a ton of phone calls. We wanted to get through all of them. The YouTube poll for today, if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Brad, you said you do know someone. Ryan, you said you do know someone?
Loosely, not close, but yes.
Not personally, but you do know
people? I actually would probably vote no in this poll because it's not somebody that close.
Not personal enough.
Yeah.
I definitely do, and some of these people have it real bad, and they're like some of my closest friends, and they are usually ones, no, they are always the ones who bring it up to me. I'm never looking to kick dirt at this condition that people have, mostly because I don't know that it's curable.
That's 100% true, and I need to clarify, I have had people very close to me who've had, it wouldn't be Trump derangement syndrome, though, because it was pre-Trump, but it was the same type of thing. I had a roommate once who was so consumed by politics that you'd walk in the door and he'd just start nailing you with news and things, and you're like, man, I don't want to talk about this 100% of the time.
Yeah. I just don't think that people who are experiencing this right now, honestly, I think the only way that you could potentially ever be so lucky to persuade them to consider something different is to not badger them.
I agree.
Is to be willing to be around them. Like, why are you willing to be around me when I am so disgusted by this person who exists that you seem to like? Like, why would you even want to be associated with me? And the answer is because I like you as a human more than I like a politician.
Yeah.
Simple. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the full defining thing. Now, for the other person, it does have to be the full defining thing. And you get cut off because of that. That's a them choice that I will learn to be just fine with. But I'm going to be there if they decide if they decided to change their mind on the issue. I would absolutely welcome that relationship back. I don't need you to sign a contract that says you're going to like or vote for Trump. Just that it should not be that consuming.
I think there are two types of people who have something like TDS, and this is anybody who is that consumed by politics, but Donald Trump really does it to people, is one is that it's just their entire worldview is wrapped up, and he destroys it. Donald Trump comes in and kind of takes a crowbar
to
their worldview.
He's the orange Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, he just threw the wall, and they can't handle it because he messes up the kind of fragile worldview that they have.
Yeah.
The other type of people are people who are clearly, and there may be crossover here, it's a Venn diagram. the other type of people are those who, they're clearly dealing with something else, but they're trying to throw all their problems into this one thing. And that can be Donald Trump. It can be other things too. But Donald Trump can be all-consuming in that sense where I got all these issues. If only he'd go away, all of them would be solved.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, going to be very disappointing.
Yes,
when that is not the case. Are you ready for?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, let's do the B.
Wiggins. Oh!
The B or not the B?
All right. A series of stories that are either the B, as in they're satire and they're fake, and you've got to let me know, or they're real.
Okay.
The first headline is Kamala announces plan to hang joy sign above bread lines.
That's the B. The B, right?
It's the B. Kamala was unfortunately unavailable to give comment as she was needed for an urgent meeting in the White House basement. Most Americans have expressed their disapproval of the proposed policy, though. Quote, that's nice, I guess, said Paul Jerry, an electrician. But what about fixing Paul, Jerry, two first names. But what about fixing inflation or taxes? And why do we need bread lines anyway? Wasn't that like a Soviet thing? That doesn't sound fun.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice clipped ending there. It was beautiful. Next one. Childless cat people congregate to sing hymns to Kamala Harris.
Tuffy. Real. Brad, are you going to play it today?
Yeah.
Brad.
I think it's the B.
Brad, you are incorrect. This is real. I'm going to need you to turn my sound up because I have the song that the childless cat people congregated to sing hymns to.
This isn't going
to
summon something, is it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll turn it off if it does.
If my head turns around, you'll know.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we're not going back.
Great harmony.
Voting for our sisters, we're not going back. Voting for our brothers, we're not going back. Just like a tree that's planted by the water.
Hold on a second.
I think
we've established something here.
Do tell.
They don't care about non-binary people.
Ooh, brothers and sisters? That is exclusionary.
So definitive. I mean, I know this because at Disney World, they stopped saying ladies and gentlemen because it was not inclusive enough. And I'm pretty sure that if you look at the left right now, the Kamala Harris people, they don't care about those people. They actually probably hate them.
Oh my gosh, it's very true. And that was supposed to be a hymn of love.
Their rule is not mine.
You know what I kept thinking as I listened and cut that sound?
I'd want to die.
Do people say that trees planted by the water, that's going back? Because what they keep saying is, like a tree planted by the water, we're not going back.
Uh-huh.
That simile doesn't make any sense.
They probably also don't know that it's we shall not be moved. And I don't think that matters to them. Just like the non-binary people.
Okay. Just making sure.
Mm-hmm. That's just what I'm gathering. That's just what they've said by not saying it.
And just,
you know that you have to say it out loud so that everybody can seize your virtue.
So that you guys know, again, not the Babylon Bee. That was a real story.
Yeah, man. That wasn't Ryan dubbing over himself.
It was not. Over and over and over, which I can do, but it sounds more like Bohemian Rhapsody. Next one. Tim Walz tells of time he valiantly fought off Xenomorph Queen with nothing but a power loader exosuit. I know these are tough.
The bee?
It is the bee.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. In a convincing rebuttal to the widespread allegations of stolen valor plaguing his campaign, Tim Walz told reporters yesterday a harrowing story from his days in the armed forces. According to Walz, quote, "So I slipped into the loading bay and fired up a cargo loader. Real piece of work, those things. And the Queen started trying to get me. I didn't have anything, just a couple of forklift-style arms, you know what I mean? And then I opened the airlock and the Queen got sucked into outer space." Yeah, that was not a real story, just for clarity.
Yet.
Next one. Meet Brinley, the White House intern running the country today.
This is B, right?
No, I think this is real.
Ooh, so close, Annie.
Okay, well, there is like a 20-something who runs his Twitter account.
Yeah, I think that's
Ryland.
That's where the joke is. This is Brinley.
So, why is that less likely? You said then Ryland?
Yeah. This is spelled Brynleigh.
There could have been more Ys in there in unnecessary places.
Agreed. Meet Brinley. It's this plucky White House intern's turn to run the country. Join us as we take a look at her busy, exciting day. The bee goes through her itinerary and ends with Brinley rounds out her day with a cute little state dinner with the president of Japan and reports having a lot of fun signing a half dozen executive orders.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Be or not the bee. Mr. Bean takes a stand for free speech.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
Mr. Bean. It is real. Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean,
Rowan, who is now
out there roiling the UK's push for censorship by campaigning against this thing called Section 5, which we haven't talked about a lot because it's Great Britain. But here he is.
It's not so Great Britain right now.
It's not. It is, to be clear, too, Section 5 makes it an offense to use, quote, threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior, or display any writing or sign within the hearing or sight of a person that is likely to be caused distress or alarm thereby.
It's now illegal to offend people.
It is and that is very much
prison.
In the eye of the beholder. I mean, you offend anybody, and then Mr. Bean, Rowan
Imagine
Atkinson.
How much time we'd have to do.
Oh my gosh, we wouldn't
for
be
today.
Here. We'd be doing the show from prison if they let us. Here he is talking about it.
The clear problem with the outlawing of insult is that too many things can be interpreted as such. Merely stating an alternative point of view to the orthodoxy can be interpreted as insult.
It was really good points that he was making.
Man.
And he was very funny in doing it. That's what's odd. He gave like a 9-minute speech and he was using a lot of humor.
And did he insult anybody?
I don't know that he did, but one of the things he said was, if you approach the Church of Scientology and tell them that they're wrong, they will be offended. Are you then going to jail? And then he brought up a real story that had happened mm-hmm. in the Great Britain. So that was really cool. And this is going on this last couple weeks. So it's been kind of on Twitter a little bit if you've been following it, mm-hmm. but it hasn't made our headlines as much. Next one, insane conspiracy theorist thinks Biden's still alive.
It's got to be the bee.
It is the bee. The wild viewpoint, which runs counter to all common sense and logic, caused the man's family and friends to fear for his mental state and notify community officials that someone was roaming freely around town holding the extreme position that Biden wasn't dead.
Oh.
Quote, the guy's totally out of his mind, said one concerned citizen. I really just like the story because it sounds like the whole town is concerned about this guy.
I have an idea. Together. I have an idea. Do you think the Bidens are mad at the Democrat system right now?
Oh my gosh, yes.
More mad than they are anything else right now?
Yeah.
How do you think Jill feels right now?
Jill's beside herself.
And Hunter?
I have no idea.
I think Hunter's scared.
Yeah, he's got to be shaken a little bit.
And Jim?
Don't know Jim that well. I would think that he would want power, though.
He's the right-hand man in all the business dealings.
Yeah.
And Lord knows what Joe's done. Now, I think that the understanding is, what we keep hearing from people like Nancy Pelosi is, Joe Biden isn't himself. If Joe Biden is... Well, we're going to see Kamala Harris come out this next week with her platform. And her platform either has to be everything that they've been doing because she is currently in office, or there have to be some stark differences to persuade people to not vote for the Biden ticket. So she's either going to have to sink her ship by continuing to be on the SS Biden, or she's going to have to come up with her own, which is going to be a denouncing of things Biden. I don't think either one of these looks good for Biden. Joe Biden should stick it to the whole system and should make a deal with Trump to expose everything that the deep state has done in exchange for a full pardon and weed out the whole thing. I do not need to see Hunter Biden in jail. I do not need to see Joe Biden in jail. I do not need to see Jim Biden in jail. You can put Jill in jail. Just kidding. she's the worst, but you can't put her in jail for being the worst. I think that the thick, thick, deep, deep swamp runs right through the Biden family. They do know where all the bodies are buried. And I think that if you're Joe Biden and you're worried about Donald, someone said, why in the world would Joe Biden make a deal with Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump might become the president.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say, screw you, Kamala Harris and Obamas and Clintons and George Clooney and everybody else who got all hands in the middle, Nancy Pelosi, and decide to take this away from me, take it away from them and give the country back to the people. And then you will be a true patriot. Or don't, but I like my plan better.
I appoint you to be an arbitrator in that deal.
Thank you. I will be right back.
That'd be great.
I mean, is it going to happen? No. But if anybody had the motivation, especially if the end sum here, and we don't know this to be true, but if the end sum here is that Donald Trump becomes the president, Joe Biden's got to make some calculations and some moves.
Mm-hmm.
if he did it, I mean, he won't do that, but if he would ever do that, it would be after November 5th. That would actually be a good move on his part if Donald Trump wins.
No, I think he needs to do it beforehand so that Donald Trump can do what he does needs to do to make sure that he, I mean, he could out the whole thing. Joe Biden doesn't owe these people anything. They've already taken everything that they can away from him, but he is still the president. I just think it's an interesting thing to think about.
Well, we want him to leave a great legacy, and that'd be a way to do
it. Oh, man. That'd be the most...
It'd be the first patriotic thing I've seen him really commit to.
It'd be really impressive.
You got one more that we have to do, or what do we do?
One more.
One more.
Last one. Engaged couple charges guests $333 to attend their wedding.
What? Charged $3,300?
$333 per guest to attend their wedding.
The engaged couple charged their guests?
Yes.
That's probably real.
Yeah, I feel like that's real.
This is a real story. The bride reasoned, people choose to go to a Beyonce concert because they know that they're going to have an experience.
The number one way to find out if you're rational is be like, well, Beyonce does it. Why can't I? I mean, this is America.
She said, let's put that stress onto our guests. Quote unquote. I mean, let's put that stress on our guests and let's sell tickets for our wedding. The groom didn't think it was as good of an idea.
What, the marriage?
He said, babe, people aren't going to come. People did come, but only 60 out of the 350 they had invited.
What's 60?
I guess the richest 60 came.
No friends. What did they get?
They got roughly $20,000 of the $70,000 that they recovered.
No,
what
no.
did the people get?
What do you get for your $333?
A double-decker party bus. And it drove around about 10 blocks in New York City.
Let's not miss that line. It's like, people pay for the experience of Beyonce.
Do you know?
Like, my wedding is going to be like a Beyonce concert.
When you're going to a wedding and you find out that the wedding is at an American Legion or a VFW, I am like, high fives all around.
Me too.
Let's go.
I love it.
Never been charged $333 for one of those.
Sometimes I just go to the American Legion and attend weddings because I love it that much. Like, what's going on Friday night? I don't know. It looks like they're a wedding
there. Crash them.
I guess you could call it that. It's fried chicken.
You can't eat that fried chicken?
Yes, I can.
Do you bring a gift?
No.
Ryan!
My presence is the gift.
It's not what you, it doesn't mean what you think.
I don't actually do any of this. I don't actually crash weddings at the American Legion.
Everyone listening right now is questioning whether you actually do. We'll be right back. I find it interesting. Our YouTube poll for today, we're going to do Ask Us Anything here in a second. So if you have questions, come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and comment your questions.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The YouTube poll is, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? And we're pushing 200 votes right now. 4% say, yes, I suffer from TDS.
Oh, okay. So thank you.
I wanted people to be able to come out here and be like, you're darn right I've got Trump derangement syndrome. And we've had some people do that, which is exciting that you guys are out there listening to the show. I'm sorry if this is like a shock therapy for you. It's not really what we're trying to do, but
it's exposure therapy. Exposure.
I don't know what you're into, Ryan.
I think I mixed up exposition and exposure.
Exhibition?
And it became exposure.
Exhibition? It's all starting to make sense to me.
Hey, if you're of that 4%, we laugh sometimes, don't we?
We love
we
you.
We have a good time.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah.
Linda. All right, you ready to do it?
Yep.
Okay.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
You got a question? You want to go first?
Yes. If someone were to approach you and say, I want to make your book into a movie, what would you say?
I hate you. You want me to tell the story? Or is it just like an
I think
joke?
I would like to hear the story just for context.
Gosh, let me Google this real quick. Annie F-E-R. Author. I don't even know if it's real. I have somebody who wants to make my book into a movie. desperately.
Yeah. And you've been real resistant.
It's not my book. It's on here. It's called The Power of a Gypsy Love. That's the name of the book.
Is the author's name the same as yours?
F-E-R. Annie F-E-R.
Annie Fur?
I don't know how she says it.
Fair. Okay.
The Power of a Gypsy Love, An Endless Search for a Lost Love. There are two ratings on it on Amazon right now. We should flood it with positive ratings. We should manifest this into being a movie.
Yeah, we should.
I'm pretty sure that the people who keep calling me to get permission to make this into a movie probably want an investment from me. I haven't like gotten into the long conversations, but I'm like, I've started to just tell them, no, I'm not interested in making it a movie.
See, usually when a phone call starts with, hey, is this Annie Fry? We want to make you into a big star. That usually means that they're going to pay you a lot of money. They're not looking for anything.
It would be better if they would say Annie Fry.
Ah, yes, it would be.
What they say is actually not my name.
How do they pronounce it?
I.
It's all written.
It's hard to say.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah.
Is this a twisted way of you trying to get us to talk about The Life of Human,
book,
and making it into a movie?
God, I didn't even think about that.
Well, they called me and they first asked about your book, and I said, he's totally not interested.
Oh, no, mm-mm. But that's a mistake, because I am. If you are listening to this and you have money and want to make a movie, I am interested.
I can get you a movie deal if you're willing to make a few 40K maybe investment in making the movie happen, then we can have that conversation.
Absolutely. I'll put 40K in it all on the back end.
No, it's going to have to be in the front end, because we need to know you're serious. We need your commitment.
I will think about it.
Okay.
But in the meantime,
I will not.
Let's start principal photography.
Here, just smile. Like a...
Hey, look at that. You've already started iPhone. The investment.
You got a question?
Yeah. What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in high school?
We just did this.
No, that was middle school.
Do you have a separate story?
Oh my gosh, really? Wow. I just lumped them all together, I guess.
I thought yours was in high school.
So this is today middle school?
No. My first one was middle school.
Oh, mine was high school.
I
misunderstood
the
question.
Was middle school.
So you have another one? Just get it off your chest, man. Just go.
Just get it off my chest.
Just go. Ryan, Brad, sit there for a second. Ryan, just for everyone to understand, we have never brought up or pressured Brad to tell any of these stories, correct?
I think that they've come up very organically and that we didn't know anything about any of them.
The last time it came up, and he told the toot story.
Yeah, toots.
That's how we talk about in my house. The last time that came up, I had it like a Forbes article on things ER doctors don't want you to do with your kids.
Yeah.
And somehow that...
Brad was like, oh, Forbes said that? Let me tell you about the time I fell down the stairs in a movie theater.
I just want people to know, like, if Brad tells another embarrassing story, which might happen here shortly, that he does not have to do that.
No. You don't, but now that you've brought it up, you kind of do.
It's just exposure therapy or
exposure
whatever.
Exposure therapy. Yeah. Thank you.
Feels a little more like exhibition.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, this one isn't quite as embarrassing as the toot story, but...
Did you fart almost... in this one?
No.
Okay. Can you during the story?
No. Gosh.
We'll see. But... So the way my high school was set up, and it's Freeburg High School, it's kind of long and skinny, and the hallways, like, it's like one hallway that kind of snakes down the middle of the school, and then it's just branches off of it. And my freshman year, I would always try to go to my locker in between, I think it was second and third hour. And it was my second day of school, and I'm super nervous because I don't want to be late for class. This is high school. This is a big deal. And when I was a freshman, I was probably about your height, Ryan. So about 5'4", 5'5".
Oh, come on. No, I'm 5'9". Mm-hmm.
I was a half.
Mm-hmm.
I was 5'7", actually. So I was short, but normal height for a freshman.
So there's a lot of 5'7" guys going, I'm not even short. But okay, I'll listen to your story.
Yeah, well, I was shorter than what I am now.
Okay.
Is kind of my point. And so my head is down and I'm walking and I turn to go down and it goes past the principal's office. And as I'm walking down this hallway, I wasn't paying attention to where I was going. And I just was looking down at my feet and I just bang ran into somebody. And so I looked up and about eye level was this person's chest. And so I started looking up some more and still looking up some more and still looking up. I walked face first into
Tyrus,
the tallest guy at the school. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember his name, but I just remember watching this guy dunk basketballs.
Yeah.
You know, he's like 6'7", 6'8", something like that. And he was a senior. I walked into it, and it wouldn't have been a big deal, but everybody that I rode the bus with, all the upperclassmen that I rode the bus with, they were sitting there, and then they all started laughing because I wasn't paying. And it wasn't like they were laughing at me, but they were just laughing at the situation where...
Aren't situations like that, though, completely... Whatever happens next is how comfortable you are with yourself at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can be totally funny, and you can laugh with everyone, or you can quickly feel like you're being laughed at, and that can bury you. But, I mean, based on where you are in that particular point in life, you're really in charge of it way more than you ever at that age realized that you're in charge of it.
Right. And at that point in my life, I was not, like, able to laugh about it. So it was
not many are.
So it was just kind of like, oh, excuse me. And I walked around him. And so as I'm getting on the bus later on that day with this one girl and... one of our salespersons knows this one girl because they were best friends. Just got on the bus, still laughing from that event. But so that's probably my most embarrassing high school moment.
So you just ran into somebody?
Yeah.
In the hall?
Gigantic person.
Yeah.
The way you describe the scene sounds like it's just straight out of a tween TV show.
Yeah.
A lot of my embarrassing moments are kind of like that. I mean,
it was the cutest boy in the school walking by too.
I don't know.
And you're wearing glasses.
Brad was the cutest boy in the school. Give him something.
Did you fart?
Stop it! Hello! Does it matter that there is a lady? It used to mean something that there was a lady in the room.
We've told really good fart stories with you, though.
None of them have involved me being interested in the story being told.
But they're still really good stories. And you're a sucker for good radio. I know that. And man, a fart story can do it.
I literally got a handwritten note from someone asking us to stop talking about bodily functions.
Handwritten?
Handwritten.
Did they mail it?
Yes.
I got to respect that. And I'll just move past farts. I will. From now on, because you handwrote a note.
Did you have another really embarrassing story? I don't have things. If it's embarrassing to me, I have blocked it out. I had some like really mean girl stories happen to me. And I hesitate. I mean, these people in their adult life are perfectly fine people. And I know that there are times where I'm sure I was a mean girl to other people. So I hesitate to be too wrapped up in mean girl culture other than to say it absolutely exists and I'm doing everything in my power not to raise mean girls. We all fail at everything. So I take that. I'm in no way, shape, or form perfect about it. But I remember being super self-conscious about everything, but I just don't know how many kids truly aren't. From pretty much junior high through maybe you start coming out of it junior year. You're just going to nod for the rest of the show?
Well, I have an embarrassing... It's not high school, though. It was my first job, and I was a cameraman at a local TV station. And I was sent out to do my first commercial, and something really bad had happened that morning. I don't remember what it was, but I remember going into work thinking, man, this is a bad day. And I got to work, and I went on my first commercial shoot ever, because I had always been kind of an apprentice. And they're like, okay, we're going to send you on this commercial shoot. So I went out there, started shooting the commercial. The first 60 seconds of this woman doing a take, and I think it was a hair salon or something, the battery just dies. And she's like, I blocked out my entire day and set this place up as a set. And I'm like, I'm going to have to go back to the station and charge the battery for a few hours.
Oh.
And it was my birthday.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make it more embarrassing.
It does. Also, you guys didn't get me anything.
Or did you tell her that it's not your birthday? Did you tell her that you were going to take extra time because it was your... Did you tell her it was your birthday? That would be the embarrassing part.
I might have. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I do remember thinking this might be the worst day of my life.
Aww.
Because I had to go back to the station and tell my bosses, listen, I failed badly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think to charge the thing the night before. I mean, it's just stuff you would know after doing it a few times.
Hmm.
But that was pretty embarrassing and just bad in general.
We have a question that I'm going to tee up for when we come back. And Dirk wants to know, which one of you three is the most cuddly? So we will answer that when we return, along with more of your Ask Us Anything questions on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And you got to come vote. We need to know, do you or anyone you know suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, known as TDS. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Ryan, get back in here. Come on. We're trying to do a show.
I'm trying to do a dance.
With Kamala Harris on television. Enough.
Dancing with her.
Enough. I don't think she wants to see it. We've been playing a little Ask Us Anything, the YouTube live chat poll for you to participate in with us. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? So we want to know what you think. We've got 200 votes. 5% of you so far say you yourself suffer from TDS. So that has changed.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah. Oh, it's I guess, can you suffer from TDS and at the same time acknowledge it?
I think you can.
I guess you can.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I don't think that you've recovered.
It's the first step.
It's the first step, is acknowledgement.
Fair. Ask Us Anything. Dirk wants to know, I'll just throw this one to you, Ryan. You can walk us through this one. Which of the three of us is the most cuddly? Now, they did describe Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate and the governor of Minnesota, as cuddly. So I don't know if that factors into how you decide this or not, but what do you think?
Well, this is weird, but I actually, now this isn't the first time I've heard this question asked of the show.
It isn't?
No. Somebody asked me once, and I said, I don't know, so I called Jared. Jared said you. And he said...
Imagine if he didn't.
Your husband said, based on experience, that he had not cuddled me, he had not cuddled Brad, and so you. And so the little focus group I did determined that I guess it's you.
Is that all? That's the science behind it all.
You got to have data, which I do.
George wants to know, which debate are you looking forward to the most, presidential or vice presidential? September 10th is the presidential one, correct?
Uh-huh.
People, all I'm going to say is put that date on your calendar and come back and see me when class is over.
September 10th.
September 10th.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Brian says Annie is less hairy, so she is cuddlier. I hate to inform you that Ryan waxes everything else.
Yes, I do. Therefore, you should cuddle me, sir, whatever your name was.
Banging for cuddles.
Thanks for introducing respect into the conversation as to not make it, what's the word, weird.
Speaking of weird, answer the question about the
which
debates,
debate?
I really am looking forward more to the presidential debate because of the impact that it could have. But if I take out, you know, the state of the nation, I kind of want to see J.D. Vance debate Tim Walz. Like, just for pure performance, I'd rather see that.
Can the vice presidential debate be consequential in this election?
I do think it can be this year.
How?
Tim Walz has been made into a superhero in the span of a week and a half. If he is somehow demoted from superhero to really far leftist, that could have a dramatic impact on this race.
J.D. Vance is seeming like an incredible pick right now. Mm-hmm. To the people on the side that want to see J.D. Vance be the vice president, he's looking like a very smart pick. He was not anywhere near the top of the list for my pick. I still think he should have picked Tulsi Gabbard. I think that would be just wildly shifting in the way people are, especially now that Kamala Harris is the top of the ticket, which I could have told you. Well, I don't know if I ever was certain it was going to be Kamala. But I knew it wasn't going to be Joe Biden. The Tulsi Gabbard thing made so much sense to me for so many reasons. J.D. Vance just seemed like it was a reaffirmation of what Donald Trump is. But he's doing a really good job at it. And the more he's out there, the more I'm like, he seems more likable than I think.
Me too.
It's good to see him off of a Fox News talking head spot.
Yeah, because that's really the only... Nobody else wanted to carry him because he didn't have enough of a name before.
Well,
that.
I mean, like, as a senator, he would go do the evening primetime shows on Fox News and do his Republican senator on Fox News evening show thing. And it's, I'm almost like, you know, same thing with Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley is fantastic. He is a wonderful senator. But I kind of... I at least know where we're... the direction we're running to when Josh Hawley is on with Sean Hannity. Or Waters or whoever else is on that. Like, I'm interested in what they have to say specifically if I have time. But if I see J.D. Vance at a rally or taking questions at a press conference, I just find it a little more compelling. It's more compelling for me for J.D. Vance. What about, what are you looking forward to most, Brad?
I think I'm looking forward to the presidential debate the most because I do like as consequential as the VP debate will be. You okay, Ryan?
That was not a fart. I just went to take a drink.
Do it again.
And my straw did this.
And his face goes.
And I was like, oh man, my mic is not muted.
I just looked over to see what we were doing.
My face, my eyes looked like saucers. What did I do?
Go on. I did that on purpose. I think,
yeah, he does. He likes doing that. I think that
the
presidential debate is going to be the most consequential. And I think it's where you will get the greatest contrast between what is actually on the ballot. It's kind of interesting, though. You talk about J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. It's like J.D. Vance is what Tim Walz is trying to impersonate.
That's very well put.
Did you see that the right is having a major struggle with Tim Walz's masculinity? Oh no, they're not. Gosh. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I love it, though.
This is not a checkers chess thing. You guys are playing mousetrap, and these people over here are playing euchre. Why? Because they're from the Midwest. That's what they do. But it's not. It's not landing. When you say that the Republicans are struggling with Tim Walz's masculinity, you're only saying that to your epicenter base. They are the ones that are going, yeah, that's right, you dumb. But masculinity is the thing you hate the most. The more masculine, the more toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Not to people on the right. And you don't, this is A1, folks. This is at the top of the list of identifying whether someone is masculine. They will never tell you how masculine they are. You never have to hear it from someone. You never have to hear from somebody whose masculinity precedes themselves about the things they do that they consider to be masculine. They don't tell you. There are people who might be unsure about how masculine they are. When they fit in, they start to tell you more and more and more and more.
No.
You didn't take the bait?
Hey, in Ryan's defense, he has never once claimed to be masculine.
The Tim Walz thing, I'm going to ignore you guys. The Tim Walz thing.
For once. How do we do this? How do we?
All of the criticisms that they're leveling at Vance and that mm-hmm. they're trying to, and these kind of caricatured things about masculinity or Midwestern ideals that they're putting on Tim Walz, it's exactly what you said. The amount of people who are excited by that is like the tiniest little boroughs of San Francisco and the Beltway in Washington, D.C. that are eating like the most stereotypical eating spinach and tofu people like are going, yeah, I never really. True.
There are a bunch of memes going around right now that are like, I don't know if it's like says Republicans for Harris or whatever it is, but they're people and they all got their 9 sticking out of their pants pocket so you can see like I have gun. I hold gun here by my nondescript area of private parts.
It's like,
and then what I see people saying, a lot of people who are veterans or whatever are talking about like skinny arms and t-shirts. So, and they're like, but they put these people to do this out in the, why do you have a 9mm out in the, and why are you in the woods? What are you doing out there?
What are you doing?
Come back in. You can be masculine and suburban all at the same time. And you don't have to, like, the t-shirt and the camo hat or whatever it is that they just kind of swipe from, is it Realtree? Realtree is like, we got nothing to do with it. And all the capitalists on the right are like, whatever. Print those hats. We know. Nobody who is wearing a camo Realtree hat with Harris on it is actually using that to hide from anyone. They want everybody to see you. It's quite the opposite. It's like the most non-camo camo you can possibly buy. It's pushing too hard.
It's great. It's
You're pushing too hard.
They're them going, I think that we're really connecting with Midwestern white voters.
Let's sit quietly and see what they do next. It looks like they're making a casserole. This time it's going to be, what's that? With beef and cheese and noodles. Let's wait and see. This looks like last time. This might be different shaped noodle. It's a different shaped noodle.
Arrested Development. You ever seen the show?
No. Heard of it.
Buster on that show is like the least manly. He almost is like a little kid all the time. And he kind of floats around. And here's an episode where he runs around going, Mom, I'm going to join Army. I'm going to prove to you I'm a he's a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to you by I'm going to join Army. I'm telling you. That's what this feels like. Yo, you got your gun out in the woods, do you?
Yeah. That's not the gun you take into the
That's
woods.
That's neat for
Unless you're going to commit crime. And if you're going to commit a crime, you're on the right side of the aisle too over there because they won't call it a crime as long as they agree with your politics. Bizarre. Good segment.
You always know it's a good segment when you end it just a little too early.
X's and O's today?
Yeah, X's
you
and O's.
You better have it because we have guests.
I got it. I'm ready to roll.
I'm excited. We're going to have Tim and Nikki in here. Tim is my longest friend that I've ever had, but he is putting together, he has done this charity event for, I think this is the 6th year in a row. They've added a music festival to a charity golf scramble, and Tim and Nikki are going to come in here and play X's and O's and tell us all about this very, very worthy cause that you can participate in September 14th in Edwardsville. So don't go away. X's and O's with my friends Tim and Nikki when we come back.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2024 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, The Association, Badfinger, The Vogues, and The Cowsills. Tonight, the Family Arena. Reserve seats on sale now at the Carroll House Furniture Box Office located at the Family Arena or Ticketmaster.
Get ready for the all-new Athleta Presents Gold Over America Tour. Join Simone Biles and America's best gymnasts for a night of action-packed gymnastics. October 15th at the Family Arena. Fun for the whole family. You and your kids will love this high-energy spectacle. Music, lights, breathtaking flips, and Gold Squad dancers. Let's goat! October 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets on sale now at goldoveramericatour.com.
Saving starts at rulerfoods.com. Have you shopped there yet? I hope you have. If you already have gone shopping at Ruler Foods, then you know about their amazing produce, their meat department. You know about the frozen food section and the dairy products that they carry there and everything in between. The name brands that you love are at Ruler Foods. Now, you can also save by shopping Kroger brands that are at Ruler Foods at Ruler Foods prices. My family does both. There are some name brand things we must buy, but we are happy to try the Kroger brands as well. And we're always satisfied when we get to save those extra dollars to feed our family of six. If you're feeding six people, if you're feeding two people, whatever it might be, why would you pass up the opportunity to save on great groceries? Ruler Foods has wonderful savings right now on fresh pineapple and mangoes, 99 cents each. Kroger 80% lean ground beef, sold in a 3-pound roll, just $3.66 a pound. You can enjoy Honeycrisp, Gala, or Red Delicious apples, $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. All the savings you need online at rulerfoods.com.
If you're thinking of selling your home, I'm sure there are two things you want: certainty and the most money, right? Hi, it's Mark Cox, and if you've been listening to me for some time, you know the only agent I trust is Gloria Liu with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, St. Louis real estate expert. Here's why she should be your first and only call when looking for an agent. Gloria doesn't make empty promises. No, she provides written guarantees. Now, what does this mean for you? Certainty. Now, certainty isn't the only thing you want. You also want the most money.
We will answer that when we return, along with more of your Ask Us Anything questions on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And you got to come vote. We need to know, do you or anyone you know suffer from Trump derangement syndrome known as TDS? Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Ryan, get back in here. Come on. We're trying to do a show.
I'm trying to do a dance.
With Kamala Harris on television. Enough.
Dancing with her.
Enough. I don't think she wants to see it. We've been playing a little Ask Us Anything, the YouTube live chat poll for you to participate in with us. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? So we want to know what you think. We've got 200 votes. 5% of you so far say you yourself suffer from TDS. So that has changed.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah. Oh, it's I guess, can you suffer from TDS and at the same time acknowledge it?
I think you can.
I guess you can.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I don't think that you've recovered.
It's the first step.
It's the first step, is acknowledgement.
Fair. Ask Us Anything. Dirk wants to know, I'll just throw this one to you, Ryan. You can walk us through this one. Which of the three of us is the most cuddly? Now, they did describe Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate and the governor of Minnesota, as cuddly. So I don't know if that factors into how you decide this or not, but what do you think?
Well, this is weird, but I actually, now this is the first time I've heard this question asked of the show.
It isn't?
No, somebody asked me once and I said, I don't know. So I called Jared. Jared said you. And he said,
imagine if he didn't.
But your husband said, based on experience, that he had not cuddled me, he had not cuddled Brad. And so you. And so the little focus group I did determined that I guess it's you.
Is that all? That's the science behind it all.
You got to have data, which I do.
George wants to know, which debate are you looking forward to the most, presidential or vice presidential? September 10th is the presidential one, correct?
Uh-huh.
People, all I'm going to say is put that date on your calendar and come back and see me when class is over.
September 10th.
September 10th.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Brian says Annie is less hairy, so she is cuddlier. I hate to inform you that Ryan waxes everything else.
Yes, I do. Therefore, you should cuddle me, sir, whatever your name was.
Banging for cuddles.
Thanks for introducing respect into the conversation as to not make it, what's the word, weird.
Speaking of weird, to answer the question about the
debates. Which debate?
I really am looking forward more to the presidential debate because of the impact that it could have. But if I take out, you know, the state of the nation, I kind of want to see J.D. Vance debate Tim Walz. Like, just for pure performance, I'd rather see that.
Can the vice presidential debate be consequential in this election?
I do think it can be this year.
How?
Tim Walz has been made into a superhero in the span of a week and a half. If he is somehow demoted from superhero to really far leftist, that could have a dramatic impact on this race.
J.D. Vance is seeming like an incredible pick right now. Mm-hmm. To the people on the side that want to see J.D. Vance be the vice president, he's looking like a very smart pick. He was not anywhere near the top of the list for my pick. I still think he should have picked Tulsi Gabbard. I think that would be just wildly shifting in the way people are, especially now that Kamala Harris is the top of the ticket, which I could have told you. Well, I don't know if I ever was certain it was going to be Kamala, but I knew it wasn't going to be Joe Biden. The Tulsi Gabbard thing made so much sense to me for so many reasons. J.D. Vance just seemed like it was a reaffirmation of what Donald Trump is. But he's doing a really good job at it. And the more he's out there, the more I'm like, he seems more likable than I think.
Me too.
It's good to see him off of a Fox News talking head spot.
Yeah, because that's really the only... Nobody else wanted to carry him because he didn't have enough of a name before
that.
Well,
I mean, like, as a senator, he would go do the evening primetime shows on Fox News and do his Republican senator on Fox News evening show thing. And I'm almost like, you know, same thing with Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley is fantastic. He is a wonderful senator. But I at least know where we're the direction we're running to when Josh Hawley is on with Sean Hannity or Waters or whoever else is on that. Like, I'm interested in what they have to say specifically if I have time. But if I see J.D. Vance at a rally or taking questions at a press conference, I just find it a little more compelling. It's more compelling for me for J.D. Vance. What are you looking forward to most, Brad?
I think I'm looking forward to the presidential debate the most because I do, like, as consequential as the VP debate will be. You okay, Ryan?
That was not a fart. I just went to take a drink.
Do it again.
And my straw did this.
His face goes.
And I was like, oh man, my mic is not muted.
I just looked over to see what we were doing.
My face, my eyes looked like saucers. What did I do?
Go on. I did that on purpose. You know he did.
He does. He likes doing that. I think that
the
presidential debate is going to be the most consequential. And I think it's where you will get the greatest contrast between what is actually on the ballot. It's kind of interesting, though. You talk about J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. It's like J.D. Vance is what Tim Walz is trying to impersonate.
That's very well put.
Did you see that the right is having a major struggle with Tim Walz's masculinity. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I love it, though.
This is not a checkers chess thing. You guys are playing mousetrap, and these people over here are playing euchre. Why? Because they're from the Midwest. That's what they do. But it's not. It's not landing. When you say that the Republicans are struggling with Tim Walz's masculinity, you're only saying that to your epicenter base. They are the ones that are going, yeah, that's right, you dumb. But there's, I mean, masculinity is the thing you hate the most. The more masculine, the more toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Not to people on the right. And you don't, this is A1, folks. This is at the top of the list of identifying whether someone is masculine. They will never tell you how masculine they are. You never have to hear it from someone. You never have to hear from somebody whose masculinity precedes themselves about the things they do that they consider to be masculine. They don't tell you. There are people who might be unsure about how masculine they are. When they fit in, they start to tell you more and more and more and more.
No.
Hey, in Ryan's defense, he has never once claimed to be masculine.
The Tim Walz thing, I'm going to ignore you guys. The Tim Walz thing.
For once. How do we do this? How do
all
we?
All of the criticisms that they're leveling at Vance and that they're trying to, and these kind of caricatured things about masculinity or Midwestern ideals that they're putting on Tim Walz, it is so, it's exactly what you said. The amount of people who are excited by that is like the tiniest little boroughs of San Francisco and the Beltway in Washington, D.C. that are eating like the most stereotypical eating spinach and tofu people like are going, yeah, I never really. Very true.
There are a bunch of memes going around right now that are like, I don't know if it's like says Republicans for Harris or whatever it is, but they're people and they all got their like their nine sticking out of their pants pocket so you can see like I have gun. I hold gun here by my nondescript area of private parts.
It's like
and then what I see people saying, a lot of people who are veterans or whatever are talking about like skinny arms and t-shirts. So, and they're like, but they put these people to do this out in the, why do you have a 9mm out in the, and why are you in the woods? What are you doing out there?
What are you doing?
Come back in. You can be masculine and suburban all at the same time. And you don't have to, like the t-shirt and the camo hat or whatever it is that they just kind of swipe from, is it Realtree? Realtree's like, we got nothing to do with it. And all the capitalists on the right are like, whatever. Print those hats. We know. Nobody who is wearing a camo Realtree hat with Harris on it is actually using that to hide from anyone. They want everybody to see you. It's quite the opposite. It's like the most non-camo camo you can possibly buy. It's pushing too hard.
It's great. It's
you're pushing too hard.
They're them going, I think that we're really connecting with Midwestern white voters.
Let's sit quietly and see what they do next. Looks like they're making a casserole. This time it's going to be, what's that? With beef and cheese and noodles. Let's wait and see what, oh, this looks like last time. This might be different shaped noodle. It's a different shaped noodle.
Arrested Development. You ever seen the show?
No. Heard of it.
Buster on that show is like the least manly. He almost is like a little kid all the time, and he kind of floats around. And here's an episode where he runs around going, Mom, I'm going to join Army. I'm going to prove to you he's a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to you by I'm going to join Army. I'm telling you. That's what this feels like. Yo, you got your gun out in the woods, do you?
Yeah. That's not the gun you take into
that's
the woods.
That's neat for
unless
you.
You're going to commit crime. And if you're going to commit a crime, you're on the right side of the aisle too over there because they won't call it a crime as long as they agree with your politics. Bizarre. Good segment.
You always know it's a good segment when you end it just a little too early.
X's and O's today?
Yeah, X's
you
and O's.
You better have it because we have guests.
I got it. I'm ready to roll.
I'm excited. We're going to have Tim and Nikki in here. Tim is my longest friend that I've ever had, but he is putting together, he has done this charity event for, I think this is the 6th year in a row, they've added a music festival to a charity golf scramble. And Tim and Nikki are going to come in here and play X's and O's and tell us all about this very, very worthy cause that you can participate in September 14th in Edwardsville. So don't go away. X's and O's with my friends Tim and Nikki when we come back.
A celebration. It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2024 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, The Association, Badfinger, The Vogues, and The Cowsills. Tonight, the Family Arena. Reserve seats on sale now at the Carroll House Furniture Box Office located at the Family Arena or Ticketmaster.
Get ready for the all-new Athleta Presents Gold Over America Tour. Join Simone Biles and America's best gymnasts for a night of action-packed gymnastics. October 15th at the Family Arena. Fun for the whole family. You and your kids will love this high-energy spectacle. Music, lights, breathtaking flips, and Gold Squad dancers. Let's go! October 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets on sale now at goldoveramericatour.com.
Saving starts at rulerfoods.com. Have you shopped there yet? I hope you have. If you already have gone shopping at Ruler Foods, then you know about their amazing produce, their meat department. You know about the frozen food section and the dairy products that they carry there and everything in between. The name brands that you love are at Ruler Foods. Now, you can also save by shopping Kroger brands that are at Ruler Foods at Ruler Foods prices. My family does both. There are some name brand things we must buy, but we are happy to try the Kroger brands as well. And we're always satisfied when we get to save those extra dollars to feed our family of six. If you're feeding six people, if you're feeding two people, whatever it might be, why would you pass up the opportunity to save on great groceries? Ruler Foods has wonderful savings right now on fresh pineapple and mangoes, 99 cents each. Kroger 80% lean ground beef, sold in a 3-pound roll, just $3.66 a pound. You can enjoy Honeycrisp, Gala, or Red Delicious apples, $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. All the savings you need online at rulerfoods.com.
If you're thinking of selling your home, I'm sure there are two things you want: certainty and the most money, right? Hi, it's Mark Cox, and if you've been listening to me for some time, you know the only agent I trust is Gloria Liu with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, St. Louis real estate expert. Here's why she should be your first and only call when looking for an agent. Gloria doesn't make empty promises. No, she provides written guarantees. Now, what does this mean for you? Certainty. Now, certainty isn't the only thing you want. You also want the most money.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.